Oh, Mr. Purdy, Daniel, definitely a different environment now at Mid Plains Community College. We have students back there at campus. And for folks that haven't been out near the area for a little while, they may have noticed as well a new entrance to the college as well with College Drive.
Absolutely, and that's been a phenomenal addition. I've heard nothing but positives about just the access, the visibility, the ease to get in and out of campus. And so it's really been a nice addition.
Yeah, that's really cool. I was out to Menards a couple days after the official ribbon cutting for that, and I had to take College Drive just a little bit. Just check it all out. It's pretty cool.
Check it out. Yep.
Board of Governors meeting recap. Mr. Purdy, you guys met this week, right?
We did. So we met yesterday and had our annual budget hearing, and the board did take action to approve that budget. So last night, the board did approve a resolution to use property tax in the amount of $16,946,142. To fund the budget. That is an increase over previous years. And then in 2022-23, the total budget is about $54 million, which is also up about $4 million, but a lot of that is some of the ARPA construction funds that the legislature appropriated to us starting this fall. And so some of those funds will be expended, and so we did have to budget them. One of the nice things, I think, from our standpoint is this year, our tax levy has been historically between 1.2 and 1.4 cents lower than our community college peers across the state. And so we are increasing at about 0.3 cents, but we'll still be about a penny, 1.2 cents below anybody else, again, across the state. But the state legislature also added a refundable income tax credit effective actually in 2022. So any property taxes you paid in 2022 against the community colleges or for the community colleges, you actually are eligible for about a 20% income tax credit. Again, it's refundable. So if you don't have an income tax liability, you can still file for that refund. And then for the current year, 2023, that we just set the budget for, when those taxes are paid in 2023 and you file your income tax in 2024, you're actually eligible for another credit, which will be closer to 40%.
Wow.
So they're going to phase that in for several years. So while we have an increase in what you're going to pay in property taxes, when you take into account your income tax credit, it'll actually be a net decrease in the total taxes you pay towards the community college. So I think that's a win for our taxpayers. But we haven't really moved our tax request for the last 7 years. And with all the increases in labor costs and other operating costs, we had no choice but to raise it this year.
And it's a modest increase, too, I feel, Mr. Purdy, isn't it?
You know, it's a little bigger than usual. We looked back, and if we'd have increased our taxes about 2%, each year back from that 2016 moving forward when we didn't increase it at all, our total tax request would have been about $17.8 million. And so it's only it's 16.9, so we're about half of where we were. But if you look at it from year to year when we were we were 0.8% increase, a 3% decrease, a 1% decrease, flat, 1% up, and now we're 9% up. But when you take into consideration that credit, we're actually 16% down. So,
okay.
Whichever way you want to look at it, increase your property tax, decrease your income tax, net total, you're down, still down in net taxes paid.
So will the college need to have one of the public hearings, too, that's been passed by the legislature?
So the LB 644 will require us to attend and present our budget at that hearing on September 27th. Yeah, there will be a list of those entities on the postcards when they come out, and then we will be required to be there.
And who will you be representing the college with that then, Mr. Purdy?
Mike Steele and I will both be there to represent the
college. Awesome.
Yeah, Mike's our vice president for administrative services, also serves as our budget officer.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I'm kind of excited. That's kind of a unique law that's been passed by the legislature. Definitely something different.
It is different. I think that's probably the thing we need to stress, is it's different. I know that talking to my counterparts at Southeast, they're fielding a lot of phone calls. Being a pink postcard, some people think it's a scam. And so they're not really realizing what it is. And so they've had some people call thinking they have a balance due and want to write a check for this increase. Well,
sure.
That's not really what it is either. It's more to inform you, here's the increase you're going to see.
Yep, here's what's going on.
Yeah, it's going to be just through the regular budget process, but they're trying to create more transparency. And we just hope they don't create more confusion.
Sure, absolutely. Mr. Purdy, anything else from the meeting you wanted to bring up this morning, sir?
You know, we're going to improve some scoreboards in North Platte. And so in the McDonald Belton Gymnasium, we're going to upgrade those partially paid for by our capital funds and partially paid for from sponsorships and athletic advertising. And so that was approved last night. That won't kick off until or be installed until next July. but we had to get them installed or get them ordered so they could be manufactured so they could be installed next summer. Other two things real quick, consideration of men's and women's golf at North Platte.
Yeah.
Looking to add men's golf in fall 2023 and possibly women's in 2024. Women's just because of the NJCAA alignment of Division I and III and no Division II. We're kind of holding off, hoping that more schools will join in the area, and so we can create a Division II a league. And so right now, Southeast Community College and Northeast Community College are both considering adding women's golf in this fall of 2023, and Central Community College and then Mid Plains North Platte would consider it in 2024. So that would be four of the six community colleges that would have both men's and women's golf in the state of Nebraska, which helps with a competition schedule.
That's awfully exciting, too. This is something that you don't get to talk about too often, adding programs like this. So it's awfully exciting news for the community, for the region as well.
Yeah, lots of high school boys and girls programs, and so that obviously helps transition into college. And we also know that our students that are engaged with some type of activity, whether it's athletic or other academic program, they're more apt to persist through and graduate. So it gives students another opportunity to be involved and to successfully complete college.
And another feather in the cap, too, for recruiting and for admissions.
Absolutely. So again, you know, anyway, anything we can do to keep our local kids home, we're gonna take a chance and try to do that. So
absolutely.
That really wraps up the board meeting. But obviously, Daniel, I just want to make sure that the listeners know that we have a rodeo, and so
yes.
We have that bull bash starting tonight at 7 out of the Wild West Arena, and then we have our collegiate rodeo, Mid Plains Stampede tomorrow and Saturday night. So come on out and support the Cowboys, Cowgirls. I think there's roughly 300 contestants from the region, so it's going to be a great three nights.
It's going to be a great three nights, and Daniel, this is a team that's already started off the year with a big bang for Mid Plains Community College Rodeo.
Yeah, the women's team won last weekend, so they keep that momentum swinging into their home rodeo this weekend. So they're excited. They have a lot of activities with the Partner Up Rodeo that was yesterday, so then the Bull Bash tonight, and then the Stampede Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. So come on out, support them. We're happy that they're back at home again this year.
Absolutely, Mr. Purdy. This is a team that does a lot of traveling up and down the road, so folks need to take in the opportunity to watch them locally, one of the very few opportunities we get.
Absolutely. When we implemented rodeo, they always said that if a rodeo comes free, you better snag it, because the chances of getting one are pretty slim. And almost immediately, we had one that had to drop hosting their own rodeo. We picked it up, and it's nice when we can get one of the eight, I think it is eight throughout the year, when we can host one and not have to travel to Thief River Falls, Wisconsin, or you know, up in North Dakota or wherever mm-hmm. it might be. So we'll take advantage of that. But yeah, come out and support the local rodeo kids.
And it's a good opportunity, too, having that rodeo here. It's a good opportunity for us to showcase North Platte and the Wild West Arena and welcome some individuals that might not be here otherwise to our wonderful community.
That's right. 300 rodeo kids and their families find a hotel and stay and restaurants to eat at and shopping to do locally.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, as always, we appreciate the time. Look forward to talking to you again in about a month.
Sounds good, Tristan.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
You too.
That again is Daniel Stidman, Communications Director, Mid Plains Community College, and President Ryan Purdy joining us here for our Board of Governors meeting recap for the Mid Plains Community College Board of Governors.